looking forward to a very interesting and productive strategic planning session here in Indianapolis for our USMES meeting, and I think you'll find this morning's call to be very informative. For me, there's really no substitute from getting firsthand information from the people of USMES that we have on the ground in each of our key foreign markets. Today, Phil Singh and our international directors will discuss the export results posted so far in 2012, outlining some of the key issues that impact foreign markets and provide an overview of how we expect them to perform during the remainder of this year. But before I do that, I want to share some of my own comments and perspectives. With rising feed prices and other production costs, these are difficult times for pork producers. But this makes it more important than ever that we capitalize on our opportunities in the foreign markets to get the very best return, very best value back to each and every carcass on every single cut. That's why it's encouraging to see that pork exports expand even further beyond our record levels that we achieved in 2011, growing by 2% in volume and 8% in value through the first 8 months of this year. One of the key highlights for me is that the value of this year's exports has equated to $56.50 per head of slaughter, which is almost $3 above last year's record averages. I cannot begin to tell you how important it is that these results are to the bottom line of our swine operations and thousands like it across the United States. When including both muscle cuts and variety meats, the U.S. pork industry is exporting about 27% of our total production, and that is truly one of our nation's great agricultural success stories. We hear a lot of talk from the media and our political leaders about the need to increase exports as a way of lifting the U.S. economy, and in that respect, the pork industry is truly one of the nation's pace setters. Now, for the beef industry, there's been an economic headwind that's been significant in 2012, and our export value has slowed by 11% as compared to last year, but we are still 2% ahead of last year's record pace and value, and our export value for every fed steer and heifer slaughtered has increased 6% to more than $212 per head. This has been achieved despite limited access to Japan, no access to mainland China, and some ongoing market access issues in Taiwan and Saudi Arabia. But we are making progress on some of those issues, and you'll hear more about that later in the call. We'll be discussing these and other issues later this week in our executive committee and our sector committee meetings, as well as discussing USMEF's market priorities for the remainder of this year and into 2013. And whenever we discuss marketing priorities, I'm reminded of the outstanding support that we receive from our national and state partners in beef, pork, lamb, feed grains, and oil seeds. This commitment from these producers through their checkoff programs has fueled the growth of U.S. meat exports and allowed USMEF to become the successful organization that we are today.